Okay, I think we'll get started because I want to keep as much time as possible for these wonderful roundtables that we have planned today. So I'm supposed to have opening remarks that are different enough from yesterday's that those who were here yesterday are not bored, and yet similar enough that those who were not here yesterday haven't missed a thing. It's very challenging. So last night we heard about the diversity of projects that are being carried out that have been funded through this Health Canada and McGill project on second language and health. I think those who were there will agree that we have a great diversity of projects. We have projects that go from the fundamental research to the applied research. Today we're going to go in a little bit more detail with some of the researchers who've been active in the project for the past now, some of them 8 years, such as Norman Sigalowicz, who will be talking to us later today. We'll have these roundtables and discuss some of the central issues that have come up as a result of this project. We have some very substantial results. I think some of the results of the individual projects will be highlighted through the discussion. I encourage you to participate. But before we get to those roundtables, we have a speaker whom I'd like to introduce, and I think that he will provide you with a more thoughtful breakfast than you're used to, probably. So Lawrence Kirmayr is a leader in cultural transcultural psychiatry in that field. He's the James McGill professor here. I could read off a list of honors and things, but it probably would take until the end of breakfast. He's editor of Transcultural Psychiatry, so that gives you an idea that he's recognized as a leader in his field. And he'll tell us some of his thoughts about what we're engaged in, and hopefully give us some guidance and ideas as well. So, Professor Kirmayr.